一个非常深奥，但是要跟每一个人都有直接关系的主题。
Tonight, we want to talk about a topic that is very deep, but also very relevant to each one of us.
这个主题叫做生命的彰显。
And the topic is the manifestation of life.
为什么奥秘呢？
Why is this deep?
因为生命本身就是一个奥秘。
Because life itself is a deep mystery.
你很难解释什么
It
叫做
is
生命。
difficult to explain what is life.
比如说，问你什么叫生命，
For example, if I ask you, what is life?
你很难形容。
It's difficult for you to describe it.
但是你可以看一个样东西有没有生命。
But when you look at a thing, you can tell whether it has
啊，
life.
比如说这个桌子是没有生命。
You look at this table, you say it has
啊，
no life.
但是外面那棵树是有生命。
You look at the tree outside, you say that tree has
啊，
life.
那生命的彰显呢，它有不同的表现的方式。
And the manifestation of life can come in various ways.
啊，圣经啊，新约的圣经啊，是用希腊文来写的。
The New Testament Bible is written in Greek.
这个字翻成生命，其实在原文里面有两个不同的字来形容生命。
And the word that is translated into life in the original text, there's two different words that can be used.
第一个字叫做 bio，B-I-O。
And the first word that could be used as bio.
这个字呢，今天如果你读生物学 biology，这个字根是从希腊文来的。
So if you study the topic of biology, we see the root word of bio comes from Greek.
这个 bio 这个生命呢，是指着肉体的生命。
And this type of life is talking about the physical life.
是短暂的。
This is short.
像我们昨天讲，我们的生命就出现大概七八十年。
Just like what we mentioned yesterday, our life can be 70, 80 years old.
那这个身体结束了它的肉体生命之后，就会归回外面的尘土。
And once this life finishes its physical life, then it returns to the dust.
是会朽坏的。
It will deteriorate.
但是生命呢，还有另外一个字。
But there is another word used for life.
这叫 Zoe，Z-O-E 这个字。
This is the word Zoe，Z-O-E.
这个字也是代表生命。
This word also represents life.
但是呢，是指着一种属灵的生命。
But this refers to a type of spiritual life.
完美的生命。
A perfect life.
丰富的生命。
An abundant life.
所以这两种生命的本质就有点不一样。
So the essence of this life is different.
今天晚上我们可以坐在这里啊，我们是拥有物质的生命。
Today for us to sit here, we possess this physical life.
我们身上这个肉体还活着，我们的心脏还在跳。
Our physical body is living, our heart is beating.
但是今天神要给你的是属灵的生命。
But today what God wants to give you is spiritual life.
这个比肉体的生命还更丰富，更美好。
This is more abundant and better than our physical life.
但是我们一开始讲了，这个生命本身就是很奥秘。
But as we mentioned in the beginning, life itself is very mysterious.
连肉体的生命，我们一个人从妈妈的肚子怎么样孕育成为一个人，一个 baby, 这个都是一个奥秘。
Even when talking about physical life, it's difficult for us to understand how a child is conceived and grows into a baby in a mother's womb.
更何况是我们讲一个属灵的生命呢？
And even more so when we talk about spiritual life.
所以这个生命是要彰显出来，你才有办法去明白的。
So this life needs to be manifested for us to understand it.
这跟我们的主题有关系。
So this is connected to our topic.
什么叫做彰显？
What is manifestation?
彰显这个字的原来意思，就是将一样隐藏的东西，把它显露出来。
The word manifestation refers to revealing something that has been hidden.
本来你不明白的，但是你现在明白它了。
Before you didn't understand, but now you understand.
生命稍稍有它的彰显，你才了解，哦，原来它是存在的。
So when you manifest life, then you can understand it and know that it exists.
那我们讲一个很普通的，也是很奥妙的生命的彰显，肉体上的生命。
So let's talk about a physical life, how physical life is manifested.
小弟以前是住在温哥华，总共有十几年的时间。
I had lived in Vancouver for decades.
如果你去温哥华旅游的话
，When you go to Vancouver，
如果那个季节允许啊，是刚好是那个三文鱼或是鲑鱼回流的季节，就一定要去那个地方来看鲑鱼回流。
If you go in the right season, you want to go to see the sight.
不晓得我们加州这边有没有得看啊
？I don't know if this is something that we can see here.
但是在西雅图、温哥华一带，就是三文鱼回流的一个场地。
In Vancouver, this is an area where we can see this natural phenomenon.
那三文鱼的一生是怎么样？
So, or when you see the life cycle of, the salmon, life cycle.
它在河里面出生的，它妈妈给它产卵，它就生出来。
For the salmon, it is born in the river, the mother lays its eggs.
啊，那在这个产卵之后呢，它在这个溪里面呢，长大到某一个程度之后。
And when the eggs hatch and the baby salmon grow to a certain extent,
它就开始往下游，游到大海洋里面。
Then the salmon will start, swimming out into the ocean.
那在里面呢，差不多有几年的时间啊，它在发展生育，然后它在发展发育，然后成为成年的这个鲑鱼。
And the salmon will live for a very long time in the ocean to grow and mature.
大概几年左右，看视乎这个品种而定。
Depending on what species of salmon, it could be several years.
但是时间一到，奇妙的事情就发生了。
But when the time arrives, something very miraculous happens.
它好像里面有一个导航系统。
It is as if they have a GPS positioning system.
这个时候呢，成群的三文鱼啊，他们就会自己又游回它出生的那条河里面。
During this time, the entire group of salmon would, swim back to the river where it was born.
它不是随便找一条河就冲上去哦，它一定要出生的那一条河。
It doesn't simply go to any river, but it goes to the river where it was hatched.
大海没有指南针啊，也没有路牌啊。
But there are no compasses, there's no signs in the ocean.
它怎么样找到？海里面的灯都没有啊。
How can the salmon find where it was hatched?
神就让它找到，因为它是神创造，神要它找到，它就找到。
But God allows them to find where they were hatched, and because this is how God made them.
那为什么要游回去它的原居地呢？
And why is it that the salmon swim back to where they were hatched?
它只有一个使命。
Because they have a mission.
它要回去产卵。
They must return to lay eggs.
但是要逆流而上啊，是一件非常艰难的事情。
But to swim against the stream, is very difficult.
不单只是逆流，它还要跳过那些瀑布。
They not only have to go against the current, they have to swim upstream and jump up the waterfalls.
这个时候呢，有很多熊啊、野兽啊，最高兴了，哇，你跳起来就抓你。
And during this time, the wild animals, the bears, love it the most because once the salmon jump up, they can catch it.
但是他们不管啊。
But the salmon don't care.
因为这一直逆流而上。
They continue to stream upstream.
啊，身上呢可能被那些石头啊、那些尖石啊刮到遍体鳞伤啊。
And it could be that their bodies have been hurt and scratched by all the stones and different things.
他们游上去的时候，进入淡水的时候啊，他们就不吃东西的。
But once they swim to the calm waters, they stop eating.
啊，他们要把剩余的体力、身上一点点精力，就是要往上而游。
Because once they're in non-salty water, they only have one mission, to reach where they will lay the eggs.
连身上的颜色都改变。
So they even change the color of their scales.
有些是本来是银白色的，烧到上游的时候已经变成赤红色。
Originally, they may be silver, and by the time they swim upstream, they will be red.
经过艰深的、很辛苦的这个旅程往上游。
And through this arduous journey of reaching where they were hatched,
到最后它的上游的时候，它知道它自己到了。
They finally reached a place and they know they arrived.
它就在那边产卵。
And they will lay eggs.
一产完卵之后，它就死掉了。
After they lay their eggs, they die.
为什么它的繁衍，三文鱼的繁衍又那么壮烈？
And why is it that this scene depicted by a salmon is so magnificent?
这个是神设计的。
This is what God had designed.
告诉我们这个生命一个本质。
This teaches us the essence of life.
生命要牺牲这一代，然后去繁衍下一代。
Because for life, you need to sacrifice this generation in order to allow the next generation to thrive.
生文鱼妈妈不死，它就不能去产卵。
If the mother salmon do not die, they cannot lay eggs to have the next generation of salmon.
所以它的彰显就是一种牺牲，就是一种爱，就是一种大自然的力量。
So what it has manifest is its love, this power of mother nature.
这是很奇妙的奥秘。
And this is very miraculous.
不合常理，但是却每年都发生了。
This goes against our logic, but this occurs every year.
其实生命的奥秘是神设计的。
But we see the mystery of life is designed by God.
连那个看得见的物质界的动物都隐藏着生命的彰显。
Even the animals that we can see in the physical world, manifest life.
其实它里面隐藏一个道理。
And we see a truth that is hidden.
创造宇宙的真神呢？
The true God who has created the universe.
也是为了要拯救人类的生命。
Also, to save the life of mankind.
也为我们上演了一趟逆流而上。牺牲之旅
also went on this journey where he went upstream to sacrifice his life.
直到他的生命彰显在每一个得救的人的身上。
Until his life is manifested in everyone who has been saved.
那我们来讲讲，到底神的属灵生命今天怎么样可以彰显在我们的身上。
So let's talk about this. How does the spiritual life of God manifest on each one of us?
它有几个的过程。
There are several processes.
第一个过程。
The first process.
这是基督耶稣的降生。
This is the, how Lord Jesus Christ came into the world.
就是他的公义还有慈爱的完美的彰显。
This is the perfect manifestation of his love and his, grace.
我们看 judgment,
his judgment.
我们看马太一章的二十一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音一章的二十一节。
Verse 21.
我们一起读。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Let's read together.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要让自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这就是主耶稣基督降生的一个背景。
This is the background to Lord Jesus being born into this world.
我们昨天已经有证明，从圣经，从人性，从我们的观察了解，人的叹息是因为人的罪。
And yesterday we already proved through observation, through human nature, that we sigh because of our sins.
这是你看不见罪，但是你看得见罪的影响。
Even though we cannot see sin, we can see the effects of sin.
当人有彼此仇恨的时候。
Of course, when we hate one another.
啊，我们贪心，我们自私，我们说谎。
When we are greedy, when we are selfish, and we lie.
甚至人类到现在还在彼此的相杀。
Even till today, we see mankind still tries to kill one another.
从古代丢石头到现在丢飞弹，其实本质没有改变，就是仇恨。
Olden days, we throw rocks at each other. In the modern day, we throw missiles at each other. We see the essence is the same. It is hatred.
罪的工价就是死亡。
And the wage of sin is death.
啊，因为得亏欠神的就不能得到神的生命。
Because if we fall short of God, then we cannot receive His life.
圣经说了，罪的工价，这就是罪的薪水啊，就是死亡啊。
The Bible tells us that the wage of death, the salary we receive for sin is death.
那怎么解决这个问题呢？
So how do we solve this problem?
这里有一个很大的矛盾。
We see that there is a contradiction here.
因为神有两个互相矛，好像看起来互相矛盾的属性。
Because it seems as if God has two natures that are contradictory.
首先，神是一个绝对绝对公义的法官。
We see that, first of all, God is an absolutely just judge.
人的法官不能做到绝对公义。
We see that human judges cannot achieve this absolute righteousness.
我们被我们的感情影响。
Because we are influenced by our emotions.
被我们的理智影响。
We are influenced by our own thinking.
所以在我们的北美洲，在美国啊，加拿大的法律制度呢，通常都是以陪审团来定罪或者是释放，因为比较客观。So we, 看看有多一些人来决定。
We see in North America, the judicial system here, usually things are decided by a jury so that, the decision is more objective.
你不能一个人说了算有罪就没罪，因为人没有办法客观啊。
Because the guilt of one person cannot be decided by one person because we are all subjective.
但是神是绝对的公义的法官，他不会被任何东西影响。
But we see that God is the judge who was absolutely righteous. He will not be affected by anything.
圣经说，神万不以有罪的为无罪。
The Bible tells us that God will not view who has sin as one who is without sin.
如果一个法官看到你说，哦，你犯罪了，但是看你今天，看你还挺可爱的，好了，你回家了，算了。
If a judge sees that we have committed a crime, but he sees that we're very adorable and says, okay, you can go home.
今天我心情好。
Or he says, today, I'm in a good mood, so I'll release you.
这个就是烂透的法官啊。
But we see that this is a very bad judge.
但是神不是，神是绝对公义。
But God is not like this. God is absolutely righteous.
这是另外一方面，神就是绝对的慈爱。
But on the other hand, God is absolutely merciful.
因为圣经说神的本质就是爱啊。
Because the Bible tells us God's essence is love.
好像一个父母。
Just like a parent.
只要是你儿女，你就是想保护他，你就是想爱他。
As long as someone is your child, you want to protect them, you want to love them.
他做了什么错事，你骂一骂，打一打，哎，过一下就算了。
No matter what wrong they do, you will discipline them and rebuke them, but after a while, you will love them.
这神是慈爱。
So God is merciful.
但神又是公义。
But God is also righteous.
那你怎么样来把这两个好像矛盾的特性来融合在一起？
So how do we reconcile these two seemingly contradictory natures?
面对一个他犯了罪的孩子，就是人类的祖先亚当。
towards his children, as our ancestor Adam, who had committed a sin.
还有亚当之下有那么多的人生出来,
and then after Adam, so many people were born.
那么多的灵魂,
so many souls.
要怎么办?
How do we deal with this?
但是神早就有计划了,
but we see that God has a plan.
神早就在他创世以前就已经想到有这个需要。
Before he created the world, God already knows that there is a need. He has already prepared salvation. And this is through the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
第18节这里有讲,
Verse 18 tells us, what is the coming of Jesus Christ like? His birth is different from the typical person.
我们看18节,
Let's look at verse 18. Let us read together.
23, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows.
After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit.
这里告诉我们耶稣的出生跟你跟我的出生不一样。
Here it tells us that the birth of Jesus is different from you or my birth.
我们的出生啊, 就是因为我们父母的肉体的结合而你妈妈怀孕把你生下来。
When we are born, it is because our parents are joined together in their flesh and we were conceived and we are born from our mother.
是从肉体生的。
We are born from the flesh.
是从人意生的。
We are born of human will.
既然是这样, 都是亚当的子孙, 都有罪的。
And because of this, everyone who is a descendant of Adam is affected by sin.
有罪的人怎么救来有罪的人?
And people who have sinned, how can we save others with sin?
但是耶稣就不一样。
But Jesus is different.
他妈妈, 肉体的妈妈叫玛利亚。
His mother, his physical mother is called Mary.
那时候是结婚了, 那要许配了, 还没有真的是, 完房, 没有跟丈夫同房。
His mother was betrothed to Joseph, but they have not yet came together. But we see that Mary was conceived a child through the Holy Spirit. This is a spiritual mystery.
人通常都要两set的 DNA, 爸爸的妈妈的结合才有办法成为一个正常的。
We see a human child is born because it requires the DNA from both the mother and the father. And we see that even this itself is a biological mystery.
更何况是没有爸爸的DNA，只有玛利亚。
But here we see it's not even two sets of DNA, it's only the mother's DNA.
从另外一个是圣灵提供的。
And we see the other side says it came from the Holy Spirit. There is no joining of people. So we see that when he was born, he was not born with sin. Because who is Lord Jesus? Because Jesus Christ is the Almighty God. He is the true God who is manifested in the flesh. Let's turn to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, verse 5.
这节非常的重要。
This is a very important verse. Romans chapter 9, verse 5.
这节告诉我们耶稣是谁啊?
It tells us who is Jesus.
你们一起读,
Let us read together.
列祖就是他们的祖宗, 按肉体说, 基督也是从他们出来的, 他是万有至上, 永远可称颂的神,
Amen. Amen.
哇, 这是保罗在圣灵启示之下, 把这个道理讲得最清楚。
We see that through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, Paul was able to explain this the clearest.
耶稣是谁?
Who is Jesus?
你从肉体看, 你从他的家谱来看,
From a physical standpoint, from his physical genealogy,
他是个以色列人啊,
he is an Israelite, he is a descendant of Abraham,
他是完全的一个人,
he was a complete human being,
但是你要从属灵的眼光去看看,
but from a spiritual standpoint,
耶稣是谁?
Who is Jesus?
他是万有之上, 谁是万有之上? 就是天父真神呢?
Jesus is over all, who is over all? The Heavenly Father,
还有他永远可称颂的神。
And Paul goes on to say, he is the eternally blessed God.
他写到这里都很感动啊, 自己加一句, Amen, 啊,
so,
你很感动的时候要说, Amen, 啊,
so we see that Paul was so moved when he wrote this. He wrote, Amen.
啊, 如果今天, so, 今天有人祝福你说, 哎呀, 愿你平安, 你说, Amen.
And when we're very moved,
不要说谢谢, says, 你要说, Amen.
We should say, Amen. If someone blesses us, we should say, Amen.
如果有人说, 哎, 祝你做事顺利, 行程顺利, 你不要说谢谢，你要说阿们。
Someone blesses us saying, may all things go well with you. You shouldn't say thank you, you should say 阿们。
阿们就是诚心诚意的，哇，真实的。感谢神的意思。
Because Amen means that it is sincere, it is true, you give thanks to God.
保罗以前不认识耶稣是谁。
We see that before this, Paul did not know who Jesus is.
他以为耶稣带来这个所谓的基督教啊，是要推翻犹太教，要做叛徒的。
He thought that Jesus was coming to bring this Christianity to overthrow Judaism, to be a traitor.
所以他要消灭基督教。
So he wanted to destroy Christianity.
但是神拣选他。
But God chose him.
打开他的属灵眼睛。
God opened his spiritual eyes.
原来耶稣就是永恒的、永在的、天上至高的、独一真神。
It turns out that Jesus is the one who is over all. He is the eternal God. He is the true God.
只是暂时因为要彰显属灵的生命，要下来凡间，下来人世，来救我们。
But because he needed to save us, he needed to manifest his life temporarily. He came into this world to save us.
要脱下荣耀的衣服。
He needed to put aside his glorious robes.
今天大家都穿得整整齐齐的来教堂，干干净净的。
Today everyone dressed very neatly and nicely to come to the church.
如果现在叫你把这个衣服脱下，去外面跟downtown里面呢，我知道洛杉矶的很多 homeless 啊。衣服跟他交换，你肯不肯？
If today, just take off your clothes, go to somewhere downtown and trade it with someone who is homeless, would you say yes?
衣服很大味道啊，很多破洞，你肯不肯？你肯不肯换？跟他换衣服？
There might be some smell to their clothes. They might be with patches.
在座我们都是健康的人。
And here we are all relatively healthy.
如果有人说要你跟那个病床上面快死的走不动的人交换肉体、交换身体，你肯不肯？
If I said to you, you should trade your body with someone who is on their deathbed, who has an illness, would you be willing?
你绝对不肯。
You would not be willing.
要你换更好的，你绝对肯。
If you want to trade for a better physical body, you'll probably say yes.
但是神为了彰显他的爱。
But in order to manifest his love,
为我们换上那个不好的。
He was willing to put on what is worse.
在肉身显现。
To manifest himself in the flesh.
这个是他爱的第一步，生命的彰显。
This is the first step of his love, how he manifests life.
从古到今呢，所有的宗教都是在讲，尤其是东方的宗教，讲怎么样修炼可以人变神，对不对？
We see that since the olden days, especially in a lot of Eastern religions, it talks about how to cultivate yourself so that a man can become a God.
比如说修行。
You can cultivate yourself.
要吃斋。
You need to eat vegetables.
要剃光头发进到这个修道院。
You need to shave your heads and enter into a monastery.
不结婚。
You need to not get married.
就希望可以成为某种的神灵啊，或者是比较高等的神。
And the people do this because they hope they can become God or some divine creature.
只有基督教是讲神变人啊。
Only in Christianity do we talk about how God became a man.
这个就是真宗教，这个是真生命。
And this is the true religion, this is true life.
不是讲人怎么变神，而神变人来救人。
It's not talking about how a man can become a God, but it is talking about how God became man to save man.
神在肉身显现。
God manifests himself in the flesh.
在耶稣基督里面。
In Jesus Christ.
今天你信耶稣绝对不是白信。
So today when you believe in Jesus, you are not believing in vain.
因为他是永恒的真神。
Because he is the eternally blessed God.
但是第二个方面，他的生命怎么彰显呢？
But then secondly, we should look at how does he manifest his life?
他的生命是透过不单止他的降生，还有透过他的死来彰显。
We see that his life was not only manifested in his birth, but also his death.
有一节圣经啊，是我们每一个基督徒都要背诵的，都要了解的。
There is a verse in the Bible that all Christians should memorize and understand.
是讲神的救恩的。
This talks about the salvation of God.
不晓得你们知不知道哪一节？
Do you know what verse this is?
记得我十几年前来美国的时候。
I remember when I first came to the United States decades ago.
那个海关很凶，看到我。
The customs agent was very mean to me.
你来美国干嘛？
He asked me, why are you here in the U.S.?
我是传道人啊，我去看教会。
I said, I'm a preacher. I'm here to visit churches.
传道。
He's a preacher.
约翰福音三章十六节讲什么？
What is John 3:16?
哇， 考圣经啊，不知道来美国还要考圣经。
And now to arrive in the U.S., you're still tested on the Bible.
那个基督徒肯定是那个海关肯定是个基督徒。
So I know that customs officer must have been a Christian.
美国本来是以基督教立国的。
And the United States was a country that originally formed based on Christianity.
我们的钱里面还有 In God We Trust 啊，应该还有吧，还没被拿走啊。
Even on our currency, we print In God We Trust.
他还问我约翰三章十六节是什么
？So what is John 3:16?
哇，还好我背得出来。
Thankfully, I was able to recite it.
你背不背得出来？一二三，一起背。
Are you able to recite it? We can recite it together. 1, 2, 3, go.
好了，没关系，直接翻了。
So let's flip to it.
如果你被天国的海关挡住，你要背得出来这一节啊。
If you're stopped in customs in heaven, you better be able to recite this verse.
约翰福音三章十六节。
John 3:16.
约翰三章十六节。
John 3:16.
一二三。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
反得永生这是每一个基督徒都应该做梦都会背的经节
This is a verse that probably all Christians can memorize even in their sleep.
约翰福音里面有很多宝贵的经节，但是这一节是绝对要背，绝对要了解的。
There are many good verses in the book of John, but this is a verse that we should absolutely memorize.
因为这一节是讲到神的爱的彰显，是从四个维度来形容。
Because this verse talks about how the love of God was manifested in four different aspects.
我们知道我们今天生活的空间叫做三维空间。
We know that the space we live in we call a three-dimensional space.
再加上时间就四维了。
And then if you add in time, there are four dimensions.
保罗形容基督的爱。
And when Paul describes the love of God,
他用四个量度来形容。
He describes this with four measurements.
第一就是长。
He talks about length.
第二就是阔。
And then width.
第三就是高。
And height.
第四就是深。
And then depth.
这是他以弗所书里面有所讲的。
This is what he talks about in Ephesians.
了解基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
To understand how long and wide and high and deep the love of Christ is.
而这一节就把这四个维度完完全全形容出来了。
And this verse in John 3:16 describes all of these dimensions.
第一就是长。
First, the length of God's love.
神的爱很长。
The love of God is very long.
长到哪里？
How long is it?
这里说长到永生啊，这是永远啊。
Here it says it is as long to everlasting life. That means that it is eternal.
这我们还没有出现，还没有被造，神已经爱我们了。
Even before we were created, before we existed, God loved us.
神爱我们一直爱到永远。
God loves us until eternity.
人的爱都很短。
We see that human love is very short.
有时候一生都爱不完，没有办法爱。
Sometimes we cannot even love a person just in our own lifetime.
有时候过了几年就不爱了。
After a few years, we cease loving.
但是神的爱是长的，是从永恒到永恒。
But the love of God is long. It starts from eternity, it ends in eternity.
永不止息。
It is everlasting.
好了，阔是什么？阔。
And what about width?
阔就是宽度。
Width is how broad.
这是十六节所说的，一切人，只要你相信，一切人他都接纳你。
In verse 16, it tells us that God loves all. As long as we believe, He will accept us.
他不管你的皮肤是什么颜色。
He doesn't care what your skin color is.
他不看你的银行里面有多少钱。
He doesn't look at your bank account.
他不管你是个博士还是 ABC 都不懂的人。
He doesn't care if you have a doctoral degree or you don't even know English.
神不看这些。
God doesn't look at these things.
只要你相信，只要你悔改。
As long as you believe and you repent.
他都愿意接纳你。
He is willing to accept you.
像保罗，他本来就是个杀人犯，他怎么还是逼迫基督的人。
Just like Paul, we see that Paul was a murderer. He persecuted Christians.
主耶稣也能够接纳他，因为他主耶稣太宽了。
But Lord Jesus was able to receive him because the love of Lord Jesus is so wide.
再来，主的爱至高。
And the love of God is also high.
高就是高尚。高贵
High refers to something that is very noble, that is the utmost highest thing.
人的爱一点都不高贵
The love of man is not noble and high at all.
我们的爱本质上是自私的
We see that the nature of our love begins with selfishness.
我爱你，因为你达到我的标准。
I love you because you have met my standards.
我选择你，因为你对我有帮助。
I choose you because you are beneficial for me.
这个通常在选择婚姻当中是很实际的一个问题。
We see that during marriage, this is a very practical consideration.
我爱你，因为你长得漂亮。
I love you because you look pretty.
很少人说我爱你，因为你很丑。
Very few people will say, I love you because I think you're ugly and I want to love you. But instead we say, I love you because you're beautiful.
意思就是说你不beautiful，就不很难说了。
What we're insinuating is that if you're not beautiful, then let's talk about it.
神的爱呢？ 本质上不是为了得到自己有什么好处。
But we see that the nature of God's love is not self-seeking for any sort of benefit.
请问他爱人有得到什么好处？
When God loves man, what type of benefit has he received?
自己还在天堂还在享受他的宝座。
If he does not love mankind, he can enjoy himself in heaven.
他要爱人还要弄那么多，还要那么辛苦，那么折腾。
But because he loved mankind, he has to go through such difficult things and the hard process.
下到世界大部分人都不相信他。
When he came into this world, most people did not believe in him.
如果不是高尚的爱，舍己的爱，怎么会做这样的事？
If this is not a high and noble, self-sacrificial type of love.
所以圣经里面呢，爱这个事啊，其实希腊文里面有好几个不同的字。
Then what could it be? So in the Bible, in Greek, there are so many different words for love.
但是用哪一个字来形容神的爱呢？
But what word can describe the love of God?
通常是用那个字叫 agape 这个字。
Typically, the Greek word used is agape.
翻译成为圣洁的爱，神圣的爱。
And this is translated into a holy love.
就是牺牲自己的爱。
This is a sacrificial love.
没有什么得到什么好处。
This is a love where you do not receive any benefits for yourself.
那最后一个这个维度就是深度了。
And the last dimension mentioned here is depth.
神的爱有多深呢？
How deep is the love of God?
这里说了，爱到真的独生子都是给我们的。
Here it tells us that God loved the world so much he gave his only begotten son.
所谓的独生子其实就是神自己下来用人用肉身的形象显现。
When it says his only begotten son, it is saying that it is actually himself. He came into the flesh to be crucified.
被三根钉子钉在两根木头上面。
He was nailed with three nails on two planks of wood.
是人类历史当中这个最残忍的酷刑之一。
This is one of the cruelest punishments in human history.
他自己生命都没有了。
So that he loses his own life.
肉上那个鲑鱼，他为了回家去产卵，他要经历多少的痛苦，到最后自己的生命也没有了。
He is just like the salmon. He goes through so much suffering in order to swim upstream to lay the eggs, and he could give up his own life.
真的，我常常去三文鱼养殖场。
I often go to the salmon farms.
因为带人家去观光。
Because I would bring people to go tour there.
看到那些在最上游产完卵的鲑鱼，真的不忍心，真的想哭啊，知道吗？
When I see all the salmon who have finally swim upstream to their hatching grounds and hatched their laid their legs, then I and
惨不忍睹.
So sad when I look at it.
遍体鳞伤.
Because they just sacrifice themselves.
看到那些工作人员就用一只长矛把它刺起来，哦，把它当垃圾这样收集起来，哇，一大车啊，都是那些。 死去的三文鱼，产完卵的三文鱼。
I see the workers at the salmon farm would just use these long tools to just pick up all the dead salmon and just treat it like trash, and they filled so many truckloads full.
那些也不能吃,
because you can't eat those anyway because they are rotten.
所以我们那边也有法律啊, 在餐文鱼回来产卵的时候你不能抓它, 你不能抓它。
So in Canada, we also have a law. When the salmon are returning home to lay eggs, you're not allowed to catch the salmon.
动物你没办法告那个熊了, 没办法了, 但是人是不可以抓的。
Of course, you can't control the animals. You can't sue a bear. But for people, we're not allowed to catch the salmon.
所以生命何等的感动人。
So we see that when we look at life, it is so moving to us.
其实所有的爱，所有的这种生命的本能都是从神来的。
We see that all of these natural instincts we see in nature come from God.
所以保罗为什么后来从一个逼迫基督的人到终身传扬基督？
So when we look at Paul, why did he turn from someone who was persecuting Christians to someone who was faithful to Jesus his
因为他,
whole life?
因为他了解了。
Because he understood
基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
How tall and wide and long and deep is the love of Christ.
好，但是讲到这里，如果只是基督为我们死了，那就跟等于那些三文鱼一样，只是一个壮烈牺牲的殉道者而已。
But when we mention these things and we see that if Jesus only died for us and that was the end, then he is no more than a salmon. He just performed a very moving sacrificial act.
讲第三点, 基督生命的彰显,
so we want to talk about the third way Christ manifests life, and it is through his resurrection. He transformed death into the manifestation of life.
我们今天的主题经节, 这是提摩太后书第一章,
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, and this will be the key verse for tonight.
第十节,
verse 10.
提摩太后书一章第十节,
2 Timothy chapter,
一章第十节,
chapter 1, verse 10.
我们一起大声读, 朗读,
Let us read it together.
一二三,
That has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ,
where the power abolished death and brought life and
immortality to light through the gospel.
彰显出来, 这里告诉我们主耶稣基督啊, 彰这个不能朽坏的生命彰显出来。
Here it tells us that Jesus Christ has manifested the life that cannot grow weary, cannot.
怎么叫做彰显呢?
And how does he manifest the life?
我们刚刚讲了,它本来是隐藏的,根本你看不懂的,它怎么把它看呢,让大家看得懂呢?
We talked about how manifestation is revealing something that is hidden, so how does Lord Jesus do this?
你怎么知道耶稣真的是神呢? 不单只是他是人,
how do we know that Jesus truly is God, that he not only is human, but he is also God?
他不让你可以有心灵的平安,不单只今天可以医治你的病。
He not only can give us peace in our hearts and give us heal our illnesses.
他将来还可以带你去天国。
He can also bring us to heaven.
你怎么知道他有这个生命?
How do we know that he possesses this life?
这里说了,他把死废去。
It tells us here that he abolished death.
废去的原文的意思就是使之变为无能。 他本来有能力的,他没有,变没无能了。
And the original text for this means that he has taken away the power of death. Originally, death has power, but it doesn't have it anymore.
就好像一个国家的总统,他本来是国家里面最大的。
Just like the president of a country, they are originally at the highest position.
但是国会有权柄可以怎么, impeach他呢, 给他怎么样,弹劾呢。
But we see that the legislature has the power to impeach the president.
你做得太离谱。
That if you cross a line and one day the legislature will impeach you. We see that the previous president of South Korea was impeached. We see that there is no person who has power that cannot be removed. But in the world, there is a power that is very great. And this power is called death.
因为人犯罪,
because people sin, so that death has become the greatest power. Everyone has to face death.
从荀子王,
It is from the first emperor of China, Emperor Qin,
希腊的亚历山大大帝,
to Alexander the Great of the Greek Empire,
可以调动千兵万万,
who had the power to move armies.
但是面对自己的生病,自己的死亡的时候,毫无办法。
But when facing his own illness and death, he has no power against it.
就说你有全世界最多的钱, 你可以开很多的医院。
Even if you have the most money in the world and you can go to as many hospitals you want, you cannot live forever and never die. Because the power of death is something that no one can overcome. Only one can overcome it.
就是生命的源头, 天上的真神, 独一真神,
and that is the origin of life, the God of heaven.
降生成为耶稣基督,成为世人耶稣基督的时候,
When he came into this world as Lord Jesus,
他被钉死十字架了,
he was crucified on the cross.
那些吓死他的犹太人, 哇, 欢呼起舞啊,
and all the Jews who had crucified him were applauding and cheering.
啊, 罗马兵丁, 罗马政府也是非常的痛快, 觉得说他已经解决了一个, troublemaker了, 一个在政治上面可能会, 搞动示威游行的人啊,
and the Roman government, the Roman soldier was also very pleased because they got rid of a troublemaker that might cause problems for them.
将他的尸体放到坟墓里面,
so they placed his body into the tomb.
但是第三天, 奇妙的事情发生,
but on the third day, a miraculous thing happened.
生命彰显出来了,
we see that life was manifested.
第三天的早晨, 哇, 那些门徒去看, 哇，这个石头滚开了。
On the morning of the third day, the disciples went to the tomb to see, and the entrance of the tomb was rolled away.
耶稣不在坟墓里面。
And Jesus was not inside the tomb.
到底耶稣在哪里？
Where was Jesus?
天使显现，耶稣复活了。
The angel appeared to them and said, Jesus has resurrected.
后来耶稣亲自显现给很多很多门徒看。
And later on, Jesus himself appeared to many of his disciples.
耶稣真的是属灵上到了肉体复活了。
We see that Jesus spiritually in his flesh has resurrected.
给门徒看。
So he showed himself to his disciples.
直到他升天。
Until he ascended into heaven.
如果基督没有复活，我们今天不用信耶稣。
If Christ was not resurrected, then today we don't need to believe in him.
啊，你去念哲学也可以，你去念那个精神的那些治疗也可以。
You can go study philosophy or different teachings.
或者所谓的 self-help, 啊，很多自己帮自己的一些书。
Or,
心理的书
go read a lot of self-help books.
那些东西都可以让你感觉比较好。
Because those are all tools that can help you feel better.
让你在世上遇到困难的时候得到一些安慰。
To help you receive some comfort when you encounter problems in the world.
但是那些没有办法让你从死亡得到解脱。
But those tools cannot help you be released from death.
因为只有耶稣基督给你真的生命。
Because only Jesus Christ can give us true life.
让你以后可以得到永生。
So that in the future we can receive eternal life.
我们看约翰福音第十一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 11.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
约翰十一章二十五节。
John chapter 11, verse 25.
约翰十一章二十五节。
11 verse 25.
一起大声读。
Let us read together.
一二三。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life.
也在我。信我的人虽然死了也必复活。这就是一个最伟大的宣告。
This is the greatest declaration.
三文鱼去产卵，他自己死了，他就没有办法复活了。
When the salmon goes to lay the eggs, then the salmon dies. The salmon cannot resurrect itself.
他的生命是以另外一种方式，以下一代来存留，但是也是会朽坏的生命。
Its life is preserved in another way to the next generation, but even the next generation will die one day.
那只有如果那个三文鱼的环境污染了，没有地方让它产卵了，它就绝种了，它也没有办法永远存留。
And if the environment where the salmon will lay their eggs is polluted and it can't lay its eggs, then it will just die off and become extinct.
肉体的生命一定有朽坏的一天。
So we see that physical life will always end one day.
但是只有神的生命。
But only the life of God.
不单只今天改变你的思想，让你得到平安喜乐。
Not only can it transform your life today so that you can have peace.
将来还可以让你得到永生。
In the future, it will give us eternal life.
但是现在带来最后一个重点。
But now we reached the final point.
今天你听了那么多。
Today, when we hear so many teachings,
怎么样让神的生命真正的开始彰显在你的心中呢？
How can we allow the life of God to truly manifest itself in our hearts?
一般如果你去听一般的一些布道家，他们会这样讲。
If you listen to the typical evangelist, they might say,
告诉你，你相信耶稣，你就 OK 了，你已经有神的生命在你心里。
As long as you believe in Jesus, then it is great, because then you will have the life of God in you.
你把耶稣接到心里，哇，那个生命你就得到了。
If you receive Jesus into your heart, then you will receive his life.
这个很抽象哦。
This is very abstract.
什么叫做把耶稣接到心里？
What does it mean to receive Jesus into your heart?
但是我们要从圣经来看。
But we need to look at this from the Bible.
基督的生命怎么样进到一个要得到永要重生的人生命当中？
How does the life of Christ enter into someone who are to be reborn?
本来是没有生命的，那现在变成有生命。
That before they have no life, and now they will have life.
有两个经节非常的重要。
There's two verses that are very important.
很好记，很好背。
It's very easy to remember.
因为都是跟两个数字一样，都是3535。
Because it involves the number 3 and 5.
这个都是跟生命有关的。
And these two verses deal with life.
除了这个约翰三章十六，我希望大家还记得。
In addition to John 3:16, I hope everyone will also remember John 3:5.
约翰，我们首先看约翰三章五节，这是有生命有关的，这跟生死有关的，不是开玩笑的。
Look at John chapter 3 verse 5, and this This is a matter of life and death.
如果你已经信耶稣了，你可能说：“哎呀，你们这个传道讲了一堆，我们早就知道了，我们也就信了很久了。”
If you already believe in Jesus, you might say, "This is something that I already know." You say so many things, I already understand.
但是你可能还没看这一节。
But perhaps you haven't read this verse before.
我们看约翰三章五节。
Let's look at John 3:5.
约翰三章五节。
John chapter 3 verse 5.
我们一起大声读。
Let us read aloud together.
一二三。
Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
第五、第六节很重要。
So verses 5 and 6 are very important.
如果今天有一个传道人这样讲，你一定很不满意。
So today, there's a preacher who say this, you must be not content.
你不这样做，这不能得救，这个不是很 narrow 吗？很狭窄吗？
When they say, if you don't do this, you cannot be saved, isn't this very narrow-minded?
神不是都爱世人吗？
Because doesn't God love the world?
只要你爱他，只要你相信他，应该都能得救。
As long as you love him and you believe in him, you should be saved.
但是是我们的想法。
But that is what we think ourselves.
但是主耶稣不是这样讲。
But that is not what Lord Jesus said.
所以说这里讲得很清楚，要得救是有条件。
Jesus said it very clearly here. There are some conditions to being saved.
这个门很宽，谁都可以来。
This door is very broad. Everyone can enter.
所谓很宽的意思是所有种族、所有文化、所有学问、所有背景都可以来。
When we say the door is wide, it means that anyone is able to come from whatever background, whatever education.
没钱也可以来。
Even if you have no money, you can come.
头脑不好也可以来。
Even if you're not very bright, you can come.
这个门很宽。
This door is very wide.
但是这个门也很窄。
But this door is also very narrow.
为什么？
Why?
如果你不从水生，你就不能得救。
Because unless you are born of water, you cannot be saved.
你不从灵生也不能得救。
Unless you are born of the Spirit, you cannot be saved.
这个不是我讲的，不是真耶稣教会讲的，不是传道讲的。
This is not something that I say or the true Jesus church say or a preacher says.
是主耶稣自己讲的。
This is what Lord Jesus says himself.
如果你没有从水生，没有从灵生，你就不能得救。
That unless one is born of the water and the spirit, you cannot be saved.
主耶稣跟尼哥底母讲的。
So Lord Jesus said this to Nicodemus.
那约翰把它记下来。
So John recorded this.
但是约翰没有解释。
But John didn't explain it.
因为耶稣也没有解释给尼哥底母说什么叫从水生。
Because Jesus didn't explain it to Nicodemus what it means to be born of water.
也没有跟他解释什么叫从灵生。
And also didn't explain what it means to be born of the Spirit.
这是圣灵很奇妙。
But the Holy Spirit is very miraculous.
后来圣灵降临。
We see later on the Holy Spirit descended.
门徒明白了。
And the disciples understood.
这个真理，这个生命的彰显的奥秘启示给保罗。
The mystery of the manifestation of life was revealed to Paul.
这个生命是神给你的。
That God gave you this life.
但是是透过两个大恩典给你。
But this is through two great grace that this was given to you.
我们看提多三章五节。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
这是三五啊，希望可以记起来。约翰三五，提多三五。
So we see it's also chapter 3 verse 5, but this is in Titus.
我们一起读提多三五。
Let's read together chapter 3 verse 5.
一二三。
Not by works of righteousness, which we have done,
并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的洗和圣灵的更新。哇，很多年之后，保罗圣灵感动写下提多书。
We see many years later, Paul was moved by the Holy Spirit, and he wrote this letter to Titus.
接了解释了主耶稣在约翰三章五节所说的。
And he directly explained what Jesus was saying in John chapter 3 verse 5.
首先我们不要误会，喂，这个重生，这个从水生，从灵生，不是人做的功啊，不是我们的努力。
But we should not misunderstand this washing of regeneration, this renewing of the Holy Spirit is not man's effort. It is not work we do.
是神的恩典。
But it is the grace of God.
从水生的意思就是要接受让你可以重生的洗礼。
To be born of water means to receive the washing of regeneration.
意思就是说，你还没有接受重生的洗礼，你的生命还没有得到彰显，你的生命还没有属灵生命还没有开始。
This means that before you receive the washing of regeneration, your life has not yet been manifested.
因为罪还没有被赦免。
Because your sins have not yet been forgiven.
所以这个生命的彰显，你今天怎么得到？你要接受重生的洗。
So how do you receive the manifestation of life? You need to receive the washing of regeneration.
接下来呢，还要一直的让圣灵更新你，更新你。
And then after that, we need to continue to be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
不单只是说灵言而已，我们不要停在说说灵言而已。
And renewing of the Holy Spirit is not simply speaking in tongues. Let's not think that it is only speaking in tongues.
说灵言只是让你知道哦，你得了圣灵了。
Speaking in tongues is just to help you know that you receive the Holy Spirit.
但是你还要让圣灵在里面更新你啊。
But you need to have the Holy Spirit renew yourself inside.
让你真的是像一个基督徒啊。
So that you are truly like a Christian.
哇，这个就是一种生命的彰显。
And this is a manifestation of life.
这个就是使徒时代所传扬的。
This is what they were preaching in the apostolic times.
也是主耶稣亲自讲的。
It is also what Lord Jesus said himself.
也是真耶稣教会今天传扬的。
It is also what the True Jesus Church is preaching today.
只要我们愿意。
As long as we are willing.
神的生命今天就可以在我们生命当中彰显出来。
The life of God can be manifested in our lives today.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们来唱。